Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a while since last we spoke, and in that time, summer has come and gone. And now autumn, as you can probably tell, has arrived. And with autumn comes darker and colder nights. And I've spent my summer preparing a new podcast for you to listen to during those rainy autumn evenings. If you're a Patreon member, then you probably already know what I'm about to share with you. But for those who aren't Patreon members, let me introduce to you Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology podcast that is as fun as it is dark. And I'd like to share with you the very first episode of that new podcast right here and now. If you enjoy the show, please go subscribe, listen, and review the podcast by searching for Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, enough from me. Enjoy the show.
Hello, dear listener. Yes, you. You listening to me now. However you've come to be here, I thank you for joining me and my friends as we aim to terrify you and delight you. But before we dig in, first answer me this. Have you ever heard of the Tiny Terror Scary Story Exchange? Have you delved into the obscure, obtuse, and obscene world in which it lives? Have you traveled to the shores of the Twisted Continent and tasted what dark delights it has to offer?
What?
D.
Jeez.
Welcome to the Tiny Terrors Podcast, where we showcase some of the most spine-chilling stories from the Tiny Terrors Story Exchange. Support the Tiny Terrors Showcase Podcast today by subscribing and rating the show. By doing so, you'll become part of a long and often sadly forgotten part of storytelling history. So become a terrorizer by subscribing and rating the podcast and join the exchange today to
When did we start calling members terrorizers?
Really?
What?
I have a whole page left. Oh, you know what? Cut everyone out.
Why do I need to leave? I didn't even do anything this time.
Who's going
to
be script supervisor if I leave?
Script supervisor? You're joking, right?
Come on, man.
Hi. My name's Cole, and I've been a member of the Tiny Terror Story Exchange for, I don't know, about 10 years now. Tiny Terrors is an odd relic of the early days of the computer age, back, you know, when it still felt intimate. Before the internet, there were these digital communities called bulletin board systems, or BBSs for short. You would call a phone number with your computer or modem, and once you connected, you could access the system. In most bulletin board systems, you could create an account with a username just like you would now. And there would be all these directories and files and chat rooms, and in some of the more elaborate BBSs were games. There was Plovernet, Mindvox, Demon Roach Underground, Monochrome BBS, Osuni, Legend of the Red Dragon. At one point, there were more than 150,000 bulletin board systems in the United States alone, with 17 million users. And then the internet came. And overnight, bulletin board systems mostly died out. Now there's only a couple hundred left. Good luck finding them. And if you're lucky enough to find them, good luck connecting and accessing the bulletin board system itself. Now, no one knows for certain that Tiny Terror started on a BBS, but that's the theory. That some users on a bulletin board system got together and started sharing horror stories, kind of like the world's first creepypastas. But then Tiny Terrors outgrew the online community and more and more people got involved from cross-state lines and in different countries, but since you were calling in on a phone line, long-distance charges applied. They figured out moving the exchange offline meant that they could trade stories through the mail, and postage was cheaper than long-distance charges and routers and computers and all the other costs that came with it. And that's when Tiny Terrors became a bit of an underground phenomenon. It was like making the process even more convoluted made it more exclusive. The longer you were in the exchange, the more mailing addresses you collected. The longer your list of mailing addresses, the more veteran you were. And if you were new to the exchange, then you only had the mailing address of the person who brought you into the Tiny Terror Story Exchange. It was like a club, and you had to know someone on the inside to get in. And once you got in, you could enter the exchange and start sending stories. And once you had sent a story to another member, they had your mailing address. And if your story was popular, it would be sent from that member to another member, and so on, and so on, and so on. Just like when it started, the only way you can enter a story into the exchange is written or on a cassette tape. Small and light enough to meet the requirements for cheap stamps and postage. It's a bit convoluted, but besides that rule, there are a few others, and there's only really one that matters, and that's never steal another member's story. It's hard to understand without being in the exchange, but if you're a member of Tiny Terrors, you're a storyteller, you're a librarian, you're a conservationist and researcher all in one. A lot of people involved in the exchange, especially those who were around in the early BBS days, kept notes and records, tracking over time what stories came from where, how far they had traveled, who wrote them, who recorded them, who re-recorded them, and if you stole another member's story, you'd run the risk of sending it to the wrong person who would blank the tape or write a note and stuff it in the envelope, and then that would make the rounds, and eventually, before you knew it, you were out of the club. Like I said, It's hard to imagine, but all these people in different countries and states and provinces all coming together made the exchange. And their coveted lists of mailing addresses is what pulled it all together. That's the sort of weird you don't get on the internet anymore. The Tiny Terror Story Exchange isn't what it used to be. There are a couple hundred dedicated members, and every once in a while someone stumbles across it, but old members are leaving quicker than new ones come in, which is why I want to make this podcast, as a way to showcase the stories on the exchange, and hopefully keep it from dying out like the bulletin board systems it was born out of. Not only do I personally hope to preserve the exchange in the event that it finally dies out, but by showcasing these tales, it is my hope that we can actually revive it.
You done yet? What?
I didn't say anything, Mark.
Huh?
Nothing.
What did you say?
I said nothing. Nothing.
Okay. Sorry. Jeez. So how did it go?
Well, it was going well.
Did you mention that this podcast is kind of like PBS?
Huh?
It's kind of like PBS, because without the listener support, we wouldn't be able to keep the podcast going. It means the exchange would die.
Oh God, I'm not saying that.
Well, why not?
Because it's shameless, Mark, that's why.
Step aside then. I'll say it, Mr. Hotshot.
Okay, hey, back away from the mic.
Hey, don't tell him to back away, it's not shameless. He's got to let him know that supporting the podcast not only helps us, but means they get more stories and content. I mean, seriously, what's the point of doing all that extra work and recording all of those extra stories if you aren't going to say anything about it?
Yeah, at least tell them that they need to share it with their friends and, you know, say really nice things about it on Twitter and Tumblr and all those other online community hubs where people are always looking for new podcasts.
Oh, and did you add the part about leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or other places you can leave reviews? Because it actually helps us get the podcast out to more listeners, which means more members for the exchange. I mean, like, come on, it takes like all the minute to do that is completely free.
All right, yeah, no, that is an important one.
Yeah, come on, Cole. We gotta tell them to leave a 5-star review. Otherwise, no one's gonna listen, and we're never gonna get new members. I mean, I read online that ratings and reviews are like a huge part of getting your show out there, you know?
Guys, I haven't finished yet.
What are you waiting for? Tell them to review the podcast already. Jeez.
I will.
Don't be polite about it. You're always too polite. You gotta be firm. Like, go now, review the podcast, Terrorizers, or else. And then say, like, I don't know, become a terrorizer by subscribing to the podcast now, or else. Oh, and then say, you know, thank you very much, because manners never hurt, right?
Seriously, when did we settle on calling the new members terrorizers?
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
If you enjoy the show, please go subscribe, listen, and review the podcast by searching for Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.